It's the Michael Mara Show.
This is the house that Jack built, y'all.
I'm trying to adopt a baby, but my job is making it impossible because my work self is suffocating my life me. I'm Liz Lemon, and I lost my virginity at 25. I saw the show about following your fear, and it inspired me to wear shorts to work. It didn't go great. I took a pill earlier, but I didn't get my September issue of O Magazine. Do you have the number for subscription?
Why would you?
I eat emotionally. And one time at summer camp, I kissed a girl on a dare, but then she drowned. And here comes some more stuff. I hate my feet. And once I had a sex dream about Nate Berkus, but halfway through he turned into Dr. Oz. Has that ever happened to you?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to talk to our movie reviewer, Colin Boyd. Also get the Hollywood Buzz from Buzz Burbank. Want to remind everybody that coming up just after 5, the author whose series of books inspired HBO's True Blood, Charlene Harris.
Charlene, Mike.
Want to make sure that I get that right, otherwise she might suck the blood out of my body.
You will be desanguinated.
It could be happening right now because I'm not sure. And then, I'm very, very excited about this.
Yes.
Round about 5:30 Eastern Time, It's the tribute to Blood.
Blood.
That's right. Very simple. Our game will be called Bloody Sunday.
I like it.
If you've ever involved yourself in something bloody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not talking about... I'll give you the details. I'm not going to give you all the details right now. But suffice to say, if you've spilt your own blood...
Like a stuck pig.
If you've done that, you could win an incredible prize package that we're putting together right now on Bloody Sunday. We'll be doing that at the end of the show today.
Would you accept a story that... Let me be careful with how I say this.
Yes.
That involves a natural bleeding? If it was embarrassing enough.
Unnatural, did you say?
All bleeding is natural.
Well, like something that happens on a semi-regular basis, monthly.
I suppose, yes.
If it was a good enough story.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be accepted. Not. I think that's acceptable.
With many of the games, it really there's so much to be for the way it's told.
Like all of our games, Rob, it is totally subjective. And,
right.
And really, if I was going to go simply with amount of blood lost... That would not be acceptable.
Points for quality storytelling.
Yes, quality storytelling and also, you know, the most interesting.
Right? So for all of our listeners named Flo.
Could be interesting. I don't want that to be dominating the narrative here.
No, of course not.
Yes, but play the Hollywood music now because it's time to talk movies. Get right out there to getthebigpicture.net's Colin Boyd. He's been checking all the movies out that, and Colin, you do a great job because you go to the ones that you don't even want to go to. But
And we thank you for that.
That's your job, man, and that's what you do. Before we get into the three movies we're going to review this week, and you can get all the movie reviews from Colin at getthebigpicture.net. And also this week, it's an interview with Sean William Scott and the top 5 posthumous performances. So check that out there. There's a movie that's out. I don't know if you're going to review it or whether you're going to talk about it next week, but it's I have this happen to me occasionally, and I hate it when these movies don't go wide, but I really think it looks like a wonderful story. Is it The Boy in the Striped Pajamas? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that is, and I think I see it in about a week or two.
And then it comes up
here in Phoenix at the end of the month, We'll get around to it if you'd like to review it later.
That always pisses me off. It really does. You know, I'll see something that I don't consider that like an artsy fartsy movie, but it's not something that has gone wide. And I see the trailer for it, and I'm like, you know, that looks like a really intelligent, interesting story about a horrible time. And I'd like to check it out. It looks like it might be a moving, touching story. And then I get on there, and it's like, nope. But we're showing Madagascar Escape to Africa on 45 screens.
You've always loved movies about pajamas.
It's exactly. What it is.
It really is.
All right, let's get right to it. Let me see. Where are we going to start here? I always start with the ones that I might have to see this.
My kids are dying, too.
Madagascar, Colin.
To see it, I should say.
Escape to Africa, sequel to the 2005 animated movie about escaped zoo animals starring Ben Stiller and Chris Rock, who made unbelievable paydays just to go in there because they're stars and big names, and they should give it to voice guys like me that could use the money. Escape to Africa. What do you think of this one?
Well, you know, the first one I kind of enjoyed. I didn't realize until this one was getting ready to be released, and I started doing a little more research on it, that it made like $500 million around the world, the first Madagascar, which is a remarkable amount of money. And I think that is the thing that's made $500 million with the least you know, the most unheralded thing to make that much money, unless you count Heather Mills McCartney. But so that was kind of surprising, but not, it's not surprising that they would have a sequel, obviously. But the problem is that it's just a sequel. You know, there's nothing really original about it. There's no new thing in the story that is really driving it. And
that's so unusual in Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah, I know, exactly. Well, you know, when I was watching it, I thought I would much rather just be watching the first Madagascar instead, and that's not usually a good sign, I think.
Yeah, and then, you know, I liked the first one. I mean, I liked it okay.
And, if you liked it, you probably liked the penguins.
Yes, yeah. I like the penguins, yeah. The cute little penguins. But yeah. I don't know, the whole CGI thing has burned me out a little bit.
Not a dazzling looking film, as I recall, and the writing was okay. It wasn't at the Shrek level.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, no, it was fine.
I always say this, Colin, about animated features with CGI. It's the Listerine bottle effect. There was that one Listerine bottle, animated Listerine bottle that was swinging on vines.
Yes. I remember that.
And it has that kind of quick, jerky motion, and there's just constant motion, and there never can be the stop of motion. It's motion, 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 mm-hmm. motion.
And what you want is you want Santa Claus and the Norelco razor.
I want Fantasia.
You old queen.
Thank you very much. I want
to see it drawn again. I agree with you.
Maybe not necessarily drawn again, but I would like to just see a little less frenetic animation. And, and that's all, I mean, but that's all Madagascar is about, right? I mean, it's got that kind of animation. That's what it is, right?
Well, you know, the catchphrase is, we like to move it, you know. They play the hell out of that song. So
that made
very
me laugh.
Clearly, they're all about action and you know, moving stuff along.
How many damn Dirty Apes for this one?
Only two.
Yeah, ouch. Good.
Fair enough.
I'm glad. Okay, moving on. Let's go to Soul Man, Samuel L. Jackson. This has got some emotional appeal with the late Bernie Mac playing soul singers who reunite for one last gig 30 years too late. I'm a huge Bernie Mac fan and a Sam Jackson fan.
Bernie Mac has a voice in Madagascar as well, so he has two movies opening this weekend.
He's going to have probably the top two films this weekend, yeah.
Oh. All right, Soul Man, what do you think of that one?
You know, if you're a fan of Bernie Mac, you're going to absolutely love it. It's his best movie performance I've ever seen.
Oh, isn't that nice? That's good. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that.
He is absolutely hilarious from the time it starts to the time it ends. Now, if you think there is a ceiling on how much the F word can be in a movie, then this might get to you in a hurry, because they're throwing them out like nobody's business.
Don't bring the kiddies.
As many as Superbad? Do they use it as much as they did in Superbad?
More.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. And Bernie Mac does it more than Samuel L. Jackson, which I thought, you know, was impossible.
they're both very good at it.
I will tell you, though, Bernie Mac's good at it, but Samuel L. Jackson paints with it. I mean, he's an artist with that word.
Good at it.
I mean, he truly is. I you know, ever since Pulp Fiction, you can just, the man knows how to use that
nobody
word.
Nobody better.
Good story, bad story?
It doesn't really matter. I mean, it's a road trip movie. It's a buddy movie. And, you know, it's essentially grumpier old men as soul singers.
How is the music?
It's fine. I think there were a couple of new songs that I didn't, you know, they might have been old soul numbers, but they weren't anything I was familiar with.
Is the ageism funny?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
Everything in it is pretty, well, I don't want to say everything, but the stuff with Samuel L. Jackson and Bernie Mac is very funny. And then there are a couple of subplots we just don't need. But, Bernie Mac steals the movie from Sam Jackson, and not many people can do that.
I'm glad, and I'm happy for him to do that. How many drooling monkeys do you give this?
Three out of five.
Three. We're moving on up here. And then our last movie, Role Models, slacker comedy with Sean William Scott from American Pie and Paul Rudd from the Judd Apatow movies. Two guys choose community service over jail after they're busted for destruction of public property, and they're stuck in a Big Brother type program for rejects. Sometimes the concept can be funnier than the execution. Sounds funny. What do you think of this one?
It is funny.
Okay, good.
One of the weird things about slacker comedies is you usually get the basic premise and then it's all downhill after they do the setup.
Right.
Even the really good ones, they never end as strong as they start.
Right.
And I thought Role Models had a very funny conclusion, and it's not something that anything in the movie really tips you off about. It just kind of comes out of the blue, and it really works very well.
So that was
a pretty redeeming thing for me. I love Paul Rudd. He's very funny. Sean William Scott's good in this too, but we talked about the F word, and president, Bernie Mac, there's an 11-year-old in this movie that throws him out with just as much style.
Sorry. And I laugh when I hear
that's
that.
Terrific.
All right, how many damn dirty apes for this one?
A very strong 3 for this one as well.
A very strong 3. Very good. That's good stuff. And one of our texters wants to know, how many damn dirty apes did you give Changeling? I forgot that myself.
I gave that one 4.
4. So yes. That's a good movie to go see. So check that out. He recommends it highly. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Colin Boyd, getthepicture.net. Thank you so much for joining us. You get better every week.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you. Have a good week, guys.
All right, have
you
a great
too,
weekend.
Colin.
Thanks,
all right,
CB.
We'll talk to you soon. CB, that's all we got to use that next
there
time.
You go.
Sure.
You know. Ready when you are, CB.
You know, it's not like Zarniak. You know, when she comes in, she's good. We liked Lindsay, and we know she's our friend, and she's so much fun to come in here. We gave her the nickname Zarni, I think, the second week she was here.
Right.
I feel like we have to kind of ease into that with young Colin here.
Yeah,
I don't think
you
so.
Know?
No?
Have you seen a picture
CB
of him?
CB next week.
Next
it is,
week it is.
Have you seen a picture of him?
No.
He doesn't look like you might think he'd look.
Really?
I Googled him.
You did?
Twice.
We'll put it up. What does that even mean?
You want to see a picture of him?
We'll put it up on the website.
Yeah. I think it'll be a good idea.
I'll take a look at it during the break.
Yeah, sure.
And on the Hollywood theme?
Sure.
Silly looks.
Yeah, Colin Boyd.
Let's get into a little Hollywood buzz very quickly before we break, because we have to talk to the True Blood Lady. That's what I'm calling her, too. She's like an accomplished author, but I call her
True Blood Lady. Call her TB.
TB. That's always a compliment. Uh-huh. From CB to TB. Yes, sir.
Well, yesterday, a former Bill Clinton advisor, Rahm Emanuel, accepted Barack Obama's request to serve as his White House chief of staff. Because of his work with Clinton, Rahm was reportedly the inspiration for Bradley Whitford's character, Josh, on The West Wing.
Josh!
Here's another interesting Rahm fact.
I like that little factoid, too, that the character on West Wing was based on Rahm Emanuel.
A lot of people liked Josh. What was the kid? Josh Lyman was the character's name
on
West Wing.
It was Josh Gold, wasn't it?
No, that's we'll get to that.
And a flawed character as well.
Yeah, which we also... I also like.
Right.
Here's another interesting Rahm fact. His youngest brother, Ari Emanuel, founded Hollywood's Endeavor Talent Agency.
Yep.
And he is the inspiration for Jeremy Piven's character, Ari Gold, on the HBO series Entourage.
I thought his name was Ari Gold. I just always use that joke. I thought I better use it again.
Ari Gold. Thank you, Robbie. Here all week.
Now, since Proposition 8 passed in California, Melissa Etheridge has decided to stop paying state income taxes.
That's so. I mean, I don't know why I laughed at that, but it makes me laugh.
Good for her.
It is, and she has some funny things to say. The passage of Proposition 8 in California Tuesday throws all the state's gay marriages into doubt. That includes the scissor-friendly union of Melissa Etheridge and Tammy Lynn Michaels.
Scissor-friendly union.
Melissa says, and I quote, okay, so Prop 8 passed. All right, I get it. 51% of you think I'm a second-class citizen. All right, then.
Hey,
so,
people are busting my balls because I wanted to be in Madagascar. Somebody said, which animal would you voice over for?
Yeah.
The wild ass? Hey, give me a break here. And then I got another guy. Thanks to you, Rob. Thanks. That's right, Mike. You need money. I thought you ate hundreds for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's why you're so portly. F you.
That's not funny.
If you'd like to text us, WJFK1, standard rate.
Keep them coming.
Wild
folks.
Ass.
Wild ass. I love them.
That would be a great license plate, and you could get it. It would fit, wild ass.
Wild ass.
So Melissa says, I get it. 51% of you think I'm a second-class citizen. All right, then. So my wife, I mean my roommate, girlfriend, special lady friend, you're going to have to help me here because I'm not sure what to call her now.
I'm with her. I'm with her, Buzz.
I mean, that would just be wrong to make someone pay taxes and not give them the same rights, sort of like taxation without representation from the history books.
Exactly.
Oh, sure. I'm sure Ellen will be a little excited to keep her bazillion bucks that she pays in taxes, too. Come to think of it, says Melissa Etheridge, there are quite a few of us fortunate gay folks will be having some extra cash this year. What recession? We're gay.
That's cool. Yeah. I like that angle.
I do, too.
She's pissed.
Her.
I like that angle. You know, just to go back, this is voted on by the people of California. They vote against gay marriage, and the Supreme Court overturns it. Then they vote again, and they vote again against gay marriage. Mm-hmm. And it's frustrating, and it's just surprising, as we mentioned the other day, surprising. I know we have to break, Beth Ann. It's surprising to me that this happens with all this this new attitude coming into our politics.
And I think it merits mentioning again, the way it was phrased on the ballot is they were voting for banning gay marriage.
I think it's the confusion. I hope that's the issue. Anyway.
I don't think so, guys. I got to tell you,
I really don't
think that's the reason, because it went down twice.
Hey,
so to
what
speak.
Are you doing?
Sorry about
well,
that.
One prejudice at a time, huh?
Yeah.
Will Smith, by the way, is at the top of a list of America's new favorite stars. This and more at MichaelMaraShow.com. News unlike any other. In your final buzz at 6:20 Eastern, I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, we are going to talk to a New York Times best-selling author.
New York!
Who has been writing mysteries, you ready for this, for over 20 years.
20 years?
Charlaine Harris, and she is responsible for that fantastic new HBO show,
yes.
True Blood. And I think she had a significant part in, like, developing that with Alan Ball.
Yes. Yes.
We'll talk to her because we get a lot of questions about that.
We sure
the
do.
South and Sookie. New Orleans.
Sookie.
Sookie and sex.
And Gran.
We'll be right back after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.